Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The South Dakota 2018 legislative session takes shape even as it begins to wind down. Joining us today, live from the Capitol building, we have State Senator Kevin Killer and Representative Sean Bordeaux. Senator Killer, welcome to In the Moment.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And Representative Bordeaux, thanks for being here as well.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right, as we look at the final week of session, there's still much business to be done, of course, but as you look back on the months that we've just been through, let's start with Senator Killer. Tell me what some of those highlights and disappointments were for you personally.
Yeah, sure. Thank you for asking the question. And, you know, I think one of the main things is just seeing, well, being here for 10 years, you come in expecting certain relationships and things to evolve, and I can honestly say that coming from a tribal perspective and representing the tribal community, you know, this legislature and the governor, and I got to give them a lot of credit, they've done a complete 180 on tribal relationships and tribal outreach, and just including tribal governments in that process. And it's been amazing to be a part of that, you know, coming in with the outgoing Senator Rounds, but coming in with Governor Dugard and you know, him doing the state tribal relations. And that idea was originally started by Representative Ed Ironcloud, and to see it come to fruition, but also to see how that kind of developed out into different aspects and covering healthcare, economic development, tribal gaming, law enforcement, you know, community protection, and just building those relationships across the state has been one of the best things that I've seen, you know, personally. And as proof of that, we saw, you know, the honoring of Billy Meals this past week. And that was long overdue, but an amazing to be a part of. And just for him to address both houses from the speaker's stand and the president's stand was good, you know. And I appreciated the words that he had to share with the legislature, because I think the meeting itself was to really emphasize that we need to be more inclusive in our democracy if we want to save it. And that's really what the core of his speech was about. So it's been really good, you know, from that aspect. There's been some disappointments, specifically around Senate Bill 196, and that was a bill to allow victims of childhood sexual abuse from Native boarding schools to bring charges against the entities that allowed for that. And unfortunately, that bill had a solid hearing, but it lost 3-4. So, and the proponents that we worked with were really passionate about it, have been passionate about it. And, you know, they're committed to being a part of this process, but I think also they're learning how to engage and make their story a reality. So it's been a really good experience. So even in the defeats, you know, we learned to kind of build and move forward and learn from the losses. And I think that's always a good thing, especially for when we have new people coming to our state democracy and understanding that how we how do we engage in this process. So,
yeah. Representative Bordeaux, what would you add to that? Do you think that, do you agree with Senator Killer that there's a positive direction with this administration that's been tangible?
Yes, I believe that. Last year, when the bill came out regarding pipelines, I think it was Senate Bill 160, it was a little bit tough to sit and feel like I'm not being attacked, or our people aren't being attacked for protesting for water and trying to have a clean environment. But this year, we haven't seen that. We haven't really had the exchanges to where we're fighting, so to speak, with administration and some of the positions within the government. we've kind of learned to better align ourselves and work together. I'm happy that the Eagle Feather Bill and the Eagle Plume Bill 1252 has been advancing and will probably get through and become law. Senate Bill 148 and Senate Bill 212. I also was a prime sponsor on those, and it's a little difficult sometimes bringing 12 bills and having most of them be defeated, but we'll take our wins. I'm happy with how things have progressed. And mostly on the flip side, I look at the tribal community and I see them becoming more involved. And that to me is positive. The fact that many of them were here to testify on various bills kind of shows that they're ready to engage and become a better participant in the process. We often hear, where are the tribes at? And where's the leadership of the tribe when we're here discussing those issues that are relevant to them? So it's really nice to see that our tribes are starting to come. They're starting to engage with government and be a little more proactive in letting what they feel and what they want become part of the conversation. So I'm optimistic about what the future holds. And I thank you for giving me the opportunity to kind of express how these things have really grown and become a better community for all of us.
And Representative Bordeaux, you mentioned just the challenges of bringing multiple things to the floor and having many of them fail. As people become more involved in the process, they will also experience that failure as well. Is that okay? Do you risk, having people turn around and say, yeah, we didn't think this was worth it? Or do you think it builds on the long trajectory toward success and greater involvement?
Well, when I first came here, I wanted to change the world and try to really do big things. So some of my first bills really looked at how do we take on the bigger challenges and tackle them all at once. Senator Bradford told me to take small steps and try to figure out what little accomplishments I can do that will lead and build onto one another. So I've taken it as his advice, and it's really helped me to be able to be a better legislator, to think that maybe I need to start and build things up and not try to tackle all the big problems all in one fell swoop. So I think that things are, better because I'm learning the process. And I'm passing that information on to our people to say, here's kind of what we need to do. We'll take our little wins. We'll come back in the future and we'll continue to fight. And we'll be better at addressing the issues and the legislature, having the experience that we've utilized over the last 4 years that I've been here.
Yeah. Senator Killer, I want to talk a little bit with both of you about this, and I don't have the bill in front of me, but we spoke about it last session, which was education and the Native American curriculum and teaching it in schools. That failed in previous sessions. It failed this session as well, didn't it? Or did I miss something, Senator Killer?
Yeah, and thank you for that question. I think it was House Bill 1253, and Representative Bordeaux carried it on the House side, and Senator Heinert was, I believe, the prime sponsor on the Senate side. But it's a good conversation, and I think people in the legislature are beginning to understand that how much culture is needed for a good education policy to keep our kids in school. And I think that was evident by our trip to Todd County School from the State Tribal Relations. And it really changed the minds of a lot of the legislators from the other side of the aisle about how to actually carry out education. It could still be carried out from our perspective, our terms, and still meet the needs of state regulations. And I think that was kind of a eye-opening experience for a lot of them. But, I've been to Hawaii like about 10 years ago, 11 years ago, and I've seen firsthand the charter school movement that went on in Hawaii that was based around Native Hawaiian education. And so when I as Representative Bordeaux was talking about some of the first bills he did, I did a charter school bill when I first came into the legislature wanting to change the world, you know, and unfortunately it didn't pass, but I think it raised the awareness of that. You know, we need to look at alternative models of education in South Dakota, and I'll let Representative Bordeaux, you know, add something.
I guess I would say that, you know, Indian education for all is important. And it's just looking at how we think, how things have kind of developed recently, looking at, say, Billy Mills when he was here and talking to people in my community and talking to other folks that probably should know who he is and what he represents. And I was surprised and shocked that many of, even in our own Native community, our young people don't know who Billy Mills is and what he's accomplished. So that speaks volumes to saying that we need Indian education for everyone. You know, we learn all these things that sometimes are irrelevant to our lives, and it would just make sense to include those things that are relevant to the state of South Dakota, whether it's ag or environment. Those things are important to us, whether you're Native or non-Native. So I really feel like this is something I'm going to continue to bring back. And it's not a new idea. It's something that was taken from Montana and Washington, who've already been doing this for several years, and it seems to be working. And I think it'll help with our overall tribal relations with the rest of the state. And many of our kids will be beneficiaries because they'll have a better community in the future.
This Representative Bordeaux has always seemed to me, when you first sort of, see what you're trying to accomplish, it seems like common sense. What kind of arguments are you hearing against it? That why is it not successful yet? And how can you flip that so it has potential to be successful and pass in the future?
Well, one of the things that I noticed with, say, the Eagle Feather Bill, we get opposition from various parties or lobbyists or different groups. And sometimes we don't take those things and really look and dissect them and try to figure out how to answer their issues or questions within that. So the process has been good for me to see that, you know, if I got to win over the various township and county groups or the Association of School Boards, you know, I have to do that, and I have to work with those folks. So I realize if I'm going to be successful up here, I really got to work with all those groups and try to satisfy some of their concerns along the way. And I've learned to do that. And this year is a better example of how we've had some success, given that we've worked with those groups. And I think I made 4 amendments to the Eagle Feather Bill before it even made it to the Senate committee. So I'm happy that we're taking small steps and winning rather than trying to hit it out of the park and striking out.
All right. Let's talk about Todd County here before we let you go and the efforts to change the name of that. Representative Bordeaux, if you could start, and then we'll bring Senator Killer in because he's had some experience in this area as well.
Well, I took some cues from Senator Killer in trying to get more people participating and actively part of the process. It's hard to get to our people to the polls when many of them don't feel like state government or the state is relevant to them at all. So what I'm trying to do is use this as a way to get them more involved in the process, get them registered, get them educated about the issues, get them to vote. So we know it's critical to have people at the polls. And what Senator Killer showed me with his efforts is that we can get a lot of people through the process if we kind of have a hook or some way to kind of bring them along. And this effort here is really a good effort to try to get them involved in state government and more active on the state side of things. For some reason, they get to vote in their tribal elections and they just don't really participate in the state. So this effort here, as Senator Killer shows in his past dealings, that we can get more people actively participating in the process. And so that's one of the things. The other thing is I would really like to see the name changed. The fact that when we say Sichangu Oyate, That's a new word for people. Sichagu is a burnt thigh nation that describes Rosebud among the Lakota people. And Oyate is a word we need to learn as a South Dakota word. It means nation. And the more that we use our words, the more South Dakotans are going to become confident and more educated about what we're talking about and some of the things that are important to us. The language is key to us. And so I really want to push education and continue to try to push these measures.
Senator Keller, anything you'd like to add to that conversation of how that language and changing the name of a place can really matter for people?
Yeah, I think, you know, I want to wish, you know, all the luck in the world to Representative Bordeaux, Senator Heiner, and all the proponents of changing their name, because that's such a big step in recognizing the history and the true history of how things were named, how they were formed. And I think that's what we saw through our research and understanding how this process kind of played itself out. And when we actually went around in Ogallala County and offering people the option, the first time in the history of their existence in the state, but also in the history of the existence of this county, that they had an option to change the name of something that was more identifiable to them. And I think when we actually did the history and research and we understood who Shannon was, he only set foot two times in his life in that area. And then he began to really wonder why these names were named for counties, and how was it put over our area? And right. and so it's just a really educational process and an opportunity to engage people in the process, like as Representative Bordeaux was saying, and just being able to get them to register to vote, because that's one of the great things about this ballot initiative process in South Dakota, is that even if you're not registered to vote, you can sign the petition and register at the same time, and it will count. And so we saw that a lot. You know, it was just a great experience for people to see that in their lifetime. And I think, you know, thinking 20, 30, 40 years in the future, you know, our kids that are growing up there are going to be going riding on buses that say Ogallala County. You know, our school logos are going to be Ogallala County School District. And they're going to be representing Ogallala County. And I think that has a different meaning and connotation versus, you know, Shannon County. And people take pride in that. You know, so I think it's a worthwhile process and effort. And it's an educational process for everybody else in the state, that, you know, that we're trying to just have people know, aware of the history and the true history, but also in that history is the healing process of reconciliation and acceptance. So that's what I really appreciate about this.
Representative Bordeaux, will you tell me one more time before we let you go, what the changing Todd to what? Tell me how to pronounce the new possible name for the county.
Sichagu means burnt thigh. Way back in the day, our people of the Rosebud had to run through a fire. So among the Lakota people, we became as the Burnt Thigh Nation. In Lakota, you say Sichagu. Now, Oyate, you know, as I was debating within myself, what do we go Sichagu Lakota, or do we go with something else? And talking to my father, who's a fluent speaker, he said it's kind of redundant to say Lakota after you've already identified yourself as a Sichagu. So I thought, here's a chance to add another educational name for people to learn. It'll be fun in the future if the name changes and we listen to the TV and folks saying Oyate. It's kind of a difficult word sometimes when you look at it and you look at the way we kind of spell things and our whole process. I almost wish that it was a little more phonetically written, because it looks like Si Kanju, and it's Si Chungu, and the Oyate looks like Oyate. And so I'm expecting some difficulty with some of the folks who are new to the language, but that too is an education. Here I sit, and I'm fluent in English, and I struggle in Lakota. So 100 years from now, I look forward to our grandchildren and people saying, you know, Si Chungu is a fun word for the rest of the state to have to say.
Yeah. Representative Sean Bordeaux, Senator Kevin Keller, thank you so much, both of you, for joining us today. We always appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.